don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
Matt Towns, 93.1 at Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. Sometimes in our life, we are struck with something that we're like, man, if I have to break this bad news to someone, I just know that they're absolutely going to give me the ugly cry. And it's not a fun place to be, especially if it's someone you care about. So that's why you come to us.
Yep. And we love to help out. So we've got Gina calling. Hey, Gina.
Hey, how are you?
We're good, honey. Thank you. So tell us what's going on in your life right now.
Okay. Well, I'm calling because I need to break the bad news to my new boyfriend, Brian. We've only been dating for a few months and things have been going really well, but there's something that's just really annoying. He slurps, like there's a lot of slurping, and I hate slurping. I can't. He slurps whenever he's drinking anything, like coffee, tea, water, anything. And I mean, it doesn't even have to be hot. It's like lukewarm or cold and he's slurping it. And I just can't take the sound. I've tried to tune it out, but I can't. And that's really the only thing that bothers me, but it's so big. Like, he's perfect otherwise. I've tried to bring it up a few times, and I just don't want to rock the boat because it's a new relationship. So I, you know, calling to break the bad news to see if he can just stop this annoying habit because it's driving me crazy.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, my senses are very heightened, so this happens to me a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. When I hear people making noise, I'm just like, you've got to stop doing that because it drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. Even if they're innocent about it, I'm just like, I can hear it. Like, people who hum, you better shut that mouth right now because I don't need to hear you humming around me, Mr. 75-year-old man in the aisle at the grocery store. I don't know. Have you ever thought about, you know, wearing something that we do each and every day, like some headphones, aka some earmuffs, or you just aren't willing to bend that way?
I mean, I do at home sometimes when I'm working because I work from home. But I would like to be able to like sit through a dinner without wearing earmuffs or headphones with my boyfriend.
That's a good point. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Okay. So this makes sense to us. You're going to break the bad news to your boyfriend Brian. Like, listen, I can't stand the slurping that you do. You're going to have to change that. I'm going to go absolutely nuts. And if he doesn't, are you just going to like end this relationship?
I kind of feel like it's a deal breaker. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well.
And it's an easy fix too. You know, like it's not a huge request, I don't think.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
He just needs to stop sucking down something that's as hot. Like, let it cool off and maybe he won't slurp so much.
Maybe.
A straw?
Maybe a straw.
A straw. There you go. Yeah. Put a straw in it. All right. Yeah. It's happening next with Matt Towns 93.1 at Jams. Chris in the Morning Rush. Breaking bad news.
Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. We are helping you out, of course, when there are situations that you just are struggling with because breaking bad news is a very real thing.
Yes, it is. And that's why we have Gina calling. And she's calling to break the bad news to her new boyfriend, Brian. So they've been dating for a few months and everything's going really well. But he's got one annoying habit that she just can't stand. He slurps. And she hates slurping. He slurps whenever he drinks anything, coffee, tea. It doesn't even have to be hot. And it's a turnoff. Otherwise, he's perfect. So she's wanted to bring it up, but she doesn't want to rock the boat because it's a new relationship. So we're going to help her. She's calling to break the bad news that, hey, this is a really annoying habit and it's driving me crazy.
Right. All right. So, Gina, what we're going to do, we're going to mute our line. When you call your boyfriend, Brian, we're, of course, going to be able to hear your conversation. He will not and will eventually chime in to help you in the call when we feel like you need some saving. Sound good?
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Good luck to you.
Hey there.
Hey, babe. What's happening?
I'm just getting ready to work.
Nice. Kim, do you have like a second to talk a little bit?
Yeah.
So I've been wanting to talk to you about something for a little bit that, I don't know. I just feel like I need to make a request. I'm really sensitive to like the slurping sound when you drink things. I don't know if you know like that you do it. Has anyone ever pointed it out?
No, not really.
Okay.
Gina, we're going to chime in. Hi, good morning. Is this Brian?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hi, Brian.
Is there a conference call?
It is.
Yeah.
So this is Krista and Tracy. We are calling from a local 7-Eleven. We are so in love with, of course, our Slurpee machine that we have thought of you because we're calling from Madtown's 93.1 Jams, Krista in the Morning Rush. And you are on Breaking Bad News with your beautiful girlfriend, Gina. And it has happened, and it has been an occurring thing that you are a loud slurper.
Yep.
Yeah, apparently.
And it drives her absolutely nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so now we're on like a radio show about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I don't see why that is happening.
Well, because you're not the only one in Madison that is going through this. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of people who slurp or talk too loud or smack their gum too much or tap on their keys of their keyboard. I mean, you're not the only one, my man. So we're just here to let everybody know that they all have issues too. So, but the issue is that Gina just can't stand it anymore to the point where she will have to end this relationship with you if you don't find an alternative to your big sloppy slurping.
Wow. Yeah. I guess we needed to go on the radio to say this. Like, that's still kind of obnoxious to me. I didn't even know that.
Oh, wow. Oh. Obnoxious. Oh. That's a pretty big word.
I'm hurt. We're just trying to help.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a huge deal.
I thought my girlfriend would just tell me something like this, and then I'd say, okay, I'll try to work on that. And I'd go on the radio, like, here's the big sloppy slurper.
Well, here's the thing. Gina has probably been trying to say it to you, but your slurping is so loud, maybe you just haven't heard her.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Let's find a resolution here. So how can we resolve this situation? Because obviously, Brian has to be able to eat. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Right.
And Gina, you're going to have to be a little bit more sensitive to that. So, Brian, what do you think you could do to maybe, you know, be more, I don't know, attentive to something that you're drinking?
I mean, I could just stop slurping. This is, like, ridiculous that we're on the radio to talk about this. I mean, you have all kinds of little things that bug me, and I just get over it because it doesn't matter. It's like you swish water around in your mouth. And drink.
Because it cleans my teeth. It cleans my teeth.
Oh.
Great. Good for you. I don't care, but it's annoying. So
okay, well, you can tell me. So look, see, it's good to be on the radio.
I didn't care. I didn't go on the radio to say, hey,
you
big sloppy slurper guy, everyone goes through this. Like,
dude, you just called me out on the radio. So, okay.
Okay, so listen, I have a resolution because that's what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obviously, Brian, you're a big time slurper. And now, Gina, you've just been called out with shade that you annoy him because you swoosh things in your mouth. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think you guys just need to spend more time sucking face and then you won't have any more issues.
See?
Because all the things you should hear is the smacking of your lips and your tongue.
Ooh.
Does that work for you?
Is that supposed to happen on the radio, too?
Yes, it does!